nonviolence is love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Nonviolence is love. Yes. How many times do we feel like giving someone a spanking, especially a child who is misbehaving, and we want to whomp them good and say, "Turn it down." Why are we doing that? We are wanting to give them a spanking because we have a violence within us, and that violence wants to explode in various ways. And you see, when we have only love in us, we could not even think of stepping on a fly. We could not even think of hitting our child. We couldn't think of hitting a dog. We couldn't think of doing anything violent to anything in our life because it would not be our nature. Our nature is love. Our nature is purity, and our nature is goodness. Since our nature is love, purity, and goodness, then only love, purity, and goodness have a place in our life. If we have any kind of violence in our world, any kind at all, then we are not love. Why can we say violence is an act of non-love? Well, violence, by its definition, is an act which goes against the nature of activity. It goes against the nature of an experience. When you have a violence in your nature, when you are violent, when you are reaching out and being angry about something, being upset about something, being out of control about something, you're being violent. You see, Gandhi taught nonviolence, and Lincoln taught nonviolence, and many other great people have taught nonviolence. But to live nonviolence is really the simplest thing in the world. To live nonviolence means we live in love. Everything we do is thought about first in the essence of love. Every idea we have in our consciousness, we have in the consciousness of love. We think of it only in love, only in harmony, only in peace, only in goodness. Now, there may be a war going on, and we are aware of the war, and we say, "Oh, that is a terrible war. Unhappy things are taking place there." Herb, that's a misnomer, understatement to say unhappy things are taking place there. But truly, that's all it is. Unhappy things are taking place there. There's a lack of love going on there. It's one will pitted against another will, one decision pitted against another decision, one circumstance or understanding pitted against another understanding. Why is it that some countries have certain rules and regulations which guide them, which are an anathema, a totally against how another country looks at those rules and regulations? We call them the rights of human beings and the rights of life and the rights of living. And we want to enforce the rights of living that we have for our democratic country upon non-democratic countries of the world. And this is something those people are not familiar with. And by forcing it upon them, not being their choice, we are not making friends out of them, we're making enemies out of them. And the violence continues. If not in a physical violence of war, it continues in a mental violence of the Cold War. And we've experienced a lot of that. But you see, when you love, everything falls right into place. It's true we have to stand up for principle. We have to stand up and say, "No, I will not partake in that. I will not be a part of that." But you see, it's like a great practitioner. This great practitioner has an accident. And you say, "Why does this great practitioner have an accident when they live in love, they live in peace, they live in right action, they live in truth?" Well, they have an accident because for one moment they allowed their thought to stray to the possibility of an accident, or to be involved in somebody else's accident, or to some way bring accident into their consciousness and into their experience. Being a practitioner does not exonerate us from experiences in life. For just one moment, we might have a doubt thought. For just one moment, we might have a consciousness within us that allowed us to think something negative. And we pay the price. We pay the price in a very high amount of value by doing this. Now, my dog is lying next to me here, and he's lying on his back. And he thinks that rubbing his back against the carpet while he's twisting and turning and being so happy is just wonderful. A little while ago, he was out protecting the yard. And then another time, he's eating his meal. He lives in the now. He is thoroughly happy. Now, when he is doing things with the other dogs, he is harmonious and gentle and loving. He has no idea of violence about him. One moment, he had a little bit of violence about him because he had the old thought that he had to protect his dinner dish. And when another dog came along and looked at his dinner dish and was going to join him, he told the other dog a definite no, this is mine. And that was a demonstration of violence. However, we have another dog, Button, and somebody come along and want to eat at his bowl, he backs away and says, go ahead, I'll get more. I'm not worried. I'm not going to be starving. And you see, he never is. Because people say, what a generous, loving dog. Here, have a treat. Have something. And he wins all the time by his gentleness, by his lovingness. We, too, win all the time by our gentleness and our lovingness. Violence is an act of non-love. Non-violence is an act of love. It's an act of love for us to experience who and what we are, where we are, and what is important to us. These are the things that make life really meaningful for us. They make life really important for us. Should any person come up to you with unhappiness in their heart, then love them, bless them. When people came up to Jesus and did something, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And so in our having people come up to us and doing something that makes us a little unhappy, we keep our love tuned onto them, and we remain in love. Oh, something negative may happen, but we remain in love. And if we remain in a pure enough love, a high enough love, then nothing negative can ever happen. Keep these thoughts in mind, because nonviolence is love. We teach love, not nonviolence, but we teach love. And the offshoot of that is nonviolence. Have a lovely day. Do beautiful things. Live in love, in peace, in joy, in harmony, abundance, and wholeness. Because that's your instant illumination for today, as it is mine. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.